To the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Every day, all the time, whenever I can, I'm doing it for you. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in a roundabout, it's going to be closer to an hour and a half. Might as well call it the midnight 40 hour. It'll be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We just wrapped up the radio obituary year of 2020 last week. Thank you very much, everyone involved. There were so many of you who made it possible. But that means that we're in a new radio obituary year, and sometime probably this week, your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he's going to poll you to find out which radio obituaries from that radio obituary year just wrapped up should be included in the radio obituary retrospective coming up the Saturday night following Thanksgiving. It's an annual tradition now where we take a look back at some of your favorite, best, what? I don't know. I always have a hard time talking about this one. Just like the bee's knees. I don't know how to talk about that one either. But you just need to get yourself ready for that poll. Because Freddie's going to give it to you. And you're going to like it. You're going to take it. You're going to go through those obit names. And you're going to let us know which ones we should include in the radio obituary retrospective. Stay tuned over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group for more information as it develops. But now it's time for a free association because I'm moving this weekend. So, Babyland all the time. That's the story here. So, we're going to be closing down the Swampy Studios and bringing it all to Babyland. And that means that I needed to do a free association tonight to give me a little extra breathing room as I make things happen in my personal life, which is usually how this rolls. I usually just don't tell you why. So good luck with that. Hope that's not too much information for you. But, you know, a studio needs to be wherever I am. Let's just get this free association started. Thank you all very much for leaving your words over there at the previously mentioned Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where I hope you're all hanging out right now, because I'm going to start it. It's tonight's free association right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Can I say free association again? Free association here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'll hunt some alive. Free ass.
Association.
Live free ass.
Association.
Live free ass.
Association.
Freedom's just another word for free association. Live free ass.
Association.
Live free ass.
Association.
Live free ass.
Association.
Thank you for your cooperation. She's winging it live from the beehive. Talk about instant ventilation. Winging it, baby, and it ain't no jive. What a spontaneous sensation. Bees winging it live from the beehive. Talk about your instant ventilation. Winging it, baby, and that ain't no jive. What a spontaneous sensation. I'm talking about live free
association.
Live free ass.
Association.
Live free ass.
Association.
Coming up next for your consideration.
Put them in a sack, 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 sack. I've got a Hindu tattoo. Another installment in the adventures of Clem Snide, the private asshole. So I walk in the joint, and this female hustler sits at the bar. And I think, oh God, you're pulled the looks already. I mean, it's like I see the cash before. So I don't pay her no mind at first. Then I dig she is rubbing her legs together and working her feet up behind her head. Shoves it down to give herself a douche job with a gadget sticks out of her nose, the way a body can't help but notice. Artist, half Chinese and half Negro, addicted dehydroxyheroin, takes a shot every 15 minutes, to which end she leaves droppers and needles sticking out all over her. The needles rust in her dry flesh, which here and there has grown completely over a joint to form a smooth green-brown rim. On the table in front of her is a samovar of tea and a 20-pound hamper of brown sugar. No one has ever seen her eat anything else. It's only just before a shot that she hears what anyone says or talks herself. Then she makes some flat factual statement relative to her own person. My asshole is a clue. My cunt got terrible green juices. Ours is one of Benway's projects. The human body can run on sugar alone, goddammit. I'm aware that certain of my learned colleagues who attempted to belittle my genius work claim that I put vitamins and proteins into Iris's sugar clandestinely. I challenge these nameless assholes to crawl up out of their latrines and run a spot analysis on Iris's sugar and her teeth. Iris is a wholesome American cunt. I deny categorically that she nourishes herself on semen. And let me take this opportunity to state that I am a reputable scientist, not a charlatan, a lunatic, or a pretended worker of miracles. I never claimed that Iris could subsist exclusively on photosynthesis. I did not say she could breathe in carbon dioxide and give off oxygen. I confess I have attempted to experiment, being, of course, restrained by my medical ethics. In short, the vile slanders of my creeping opponents will inevitably fall back onto them and come to roost like a homing stool pigeon.
Lock it out. gotta watch him go with the itty bitty witty ditties round the floor. They holler, bo bo bo. The next dance is mine. Bo bo
bo bo.
I'm waiting in line. He wears a ducktail haircut and Levi pants. The girls keep a hollering, one more dance. Bo bo skadiddle daddle, watch him go with the itty bitty witty ditties round the floor. Watch him go with the itty bitty witty ditties round the floor. They holler, bo bo
bo bo.
You know what I miss? Bo bo
bo bo.
You gotta give me a kiss. Bo bo skadiddle daddle of a man. Got a lot of cheeks in the palm of his hand. Bo bo skadiddle daddle. Watch him go with the itty bitty witty ditties round the floor.
Bo bo skadiddle daddle.
Skadiddle daddle, watch him go with the itty bitty witty ditties round the floor. They holler, bo bo
bo bo.
The next dance is mine. Bo bo
bo bo.
I'm waiting in line. He wears a ducktail haircut and Levi pants. The girls keep a hollering, one more dance. Bo bo skadiddle daddle, watch him go with the itty bitty witty ditties round the floor.
Badger pajamas, badger, badger, mushroom, mushroom, snake, badger pajamas. I'm wearing badger pajamas, badger pajamas, badger, badger, mushroom, mushroom, snake. Badger pajamas, badger pajamas, badger pajamas, mushroom, mushroom, snake. Badger pajamas, badger pajamas, badger pajamas, mushroom, mushroom, snake. My eyes are bloody red, my nights are filled with dread. This song is in my head, I can't get it out. Should not have visited that website which they said had this animated badger singing loud. Oh, that freaking badger! Badger, 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 mushroom, mushroom, snake. Stop tomorrow.
wie ein Engel, wie eine Mutter. Die Frau in der Musik ist perfekt. Eine Hure in der Küche, eine Köchin im Bett. Die Frau in der Musik stört immer. Die Frau in der Musik stört immer. Die Frau in der Musik stört immer.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now that wasn't quite 30 minutes, but you know, you got to take a break somewhere. You just have to. And this is where I decided to do it. Hope you're all enjoying tonight's free association. There's a lot of it. I just had no discipline to cut it down, so I didn't. Hopefully that's going to be okay by you, because it's okay by me. So there. That's all I'm saying. Hopefully you're all following along over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where I know there's lots of pictures and yakking about the music going on. And this is a great free association. We got a ton of Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites, a smattering of classics, and then we're going to roll into the radio obituaries. It's going to be a great show. It already is a great show. What am I even saying? Hopefully we're restoring a bit of normalcy to your life this week. And making you happy, because you know what we say around here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's nice to be nice when you know that you're nice. And if you see somebody walking down the street without a smile, give them yours and say, mm-mm, that felt good. Remember that. Thank you. We're going to send this next one out to our Ambassador Feel Good, Scott Cornish, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
The records you hear nowadays are rhythm and blues, that's all the craze. Cats are shouting, screaming for more, shouting go, go, and that's for sure. Ting, ting, boom, scat.
I got a voting day. can't recycle it. So I dumped it in a parking lot, along with my ashtray. I'm back at my desk. I'm reviewing my manuscript. I look over, I notice some little eggs. And I'm looking at them. I keep on looking at them. And all the while that I'm looking at them, I'm thinking, these eggs could hatch.
Like soul food?
Because it makes me happy.
Pass the peas like you used to say. Pass the peas like you used to say. Pass the peas like you used to say. Pass the peas like you used to say.
Thank you.
slithery dee, he crawled out of the sea. He may catch all the others, but he won't catch me. No, you won't catch me, you stupid old slithery dee. You may catch all the others, but you...
Miss Audrey Letta was hailed in court because she did a shake. She asked the judge to be a sport and give her just one break. She said, I'm not George Washington, but I can't tell a lie. When you see me making motions, here's the reason why. When my shoulders begin to shake like a boat out on the lake, and I wiggle just like a snake, it's just a St. Vitus dance. Everybody that's in this town knows I'm poor and I'm all run down. Honest, I ain't just messing around, it's just a St. Vitus dance. When it comes to stealing, I just lose control. When I get that feeling, my eyes begins to roll. Lots of folks I see each day think I lead a life so gay. The reason why I shake this way is just a St. Vitus dance. When it comes to stealing, I just lose control. When I get that feeling, my eyes begins to roll. Lots of folks I see each day think I lead a life so gay. The reason why I shake this way is just the St. Vitus dance.
Thank you. We have old ice cream and new ice cream. I didn't think there was any old ice cream, but there is. So go take a look. The one in front is the old ice cream, and the one behind it is the new one, and they're exactly the same, and the old one isn't that old. So use the old one, which has already been opened, and will be perfect on the blueberry crisp, which you call a cobbler. Someday I'll make you a cobbler, and you'll probably call it a crisp.
Hi, this is Tim Schmidt
and Paul Cotton of Poco.
And that's Rusty Young back there on the banjo. Anyone who is serious about music and really enjoys it knows that heroin and downers are garbage.
And hard drugs don't have anything to do with ideas or pleasure or good sounds.
If you're going to go through changes, why don't you make them worthwhile?
That's right.
Down an old Nagasaki, I'll be singing like a wacky jackaroo. And you can bet by cracky, every suki yaki lacky will be looking mighty tacky. When I do, I'm a cranky old yank in a clanky old tank, heading for a hullabaloo. I'll be riding my swank little hanky pank tank through the streets of Yokohama with the Honolulu mama, singing those Beatles flat on his seat over Hirohito Blue.
Someday you'll thank me for this, son.
Not bloody likely.
No, it's true. You know, when I was a boy, I really wanted a catcher's mitt, but my dad wouldn't get it for me. So I held my breath until I passed out and banged my head on the coffee table. The doctor thought I might have brain damage.
Dad, what's the point of this story?
I like stories.
Look, can I please go to the movie?
I know my punishment might seem a little harsh, but I can't go back on it. You're welcome to watch anything you want on TV.
TV sucks.
I really like to show off my ass. I really like to show off my ass. Have you seen my ass? Here it is, here's my ass. My ass, it is a luscious piece of meat. It really is a luscious piece of meat. Its lusciousness will never can't be beat. My ass, it is a luscious piece of meat. Yada 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 yada. I really like to show off my ass. I really like to show off my ass. Have you seen my ass? Here it is, here's my ass. Have you seen my ass? Here it is, here's my ass. Have you seen my ass?